Random House Audio presents Letters from Sky by Jessica Brockmole. Read for you by Elle Newlands, Katie Townsend, Lincoln Hoppe, Adam Alexi Mal, and Guy Burnett. My breath, my light, the one my heart flies toward. For Jim. Chapter 1. Elspeth.
Urbana, Illinois, USA. March 5th, 1912. Dear Madam, I hope you won't think me forward, but I wanted to write to express my admiration for your book, From an Eagle's Eyrie. I'll admit, I'm not usually a guy for poetry. More often I can be found with a dog-eared copy of Huck Finn or something else involving mortal peril and escape. But something in your poems touched me more than anything has in years. I've been in the hospital, and your little book cheered me better than the nurses, especially the nurse with the mustache like my Uncle Phil's. She's also touched me more than anything has in years, though in a much less exciting way. Generally, I'm pestering the doctors to let me up and about so I can go back to my plotting. Just last week, I painted the dean's horse blue, and I had hoped to bestow the same on his terrier. But with your book in hand, I'm content to stay as long as they keep bringing the orange jello. Most of your poems are about tramping down life's fears and climbing that next peak. As you can probably guess, there are few things that shake my nerves, apart from my hirsute nurse and her persistent thermometer.